Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Saturday was an unusual break in what has really been an upward trajectory of temperatures and sunny skies. Aside from the winter weather anomaly this weekend, spring is in full force, which means a seasonal tradition is returning to Insight, pairing music with wine. A combo that is made all the more fun with CAP Radio Midday Classical host Jennifer Reason and resident wine expert Rick Cushman. Jennifer selects her spring music favorites, and Rick will listen to them for the first time live on air and select the perfect wine. So with that, we welcome Jennifer and Rick.
Thank you.
Hello.
So fun.
Well, Rick, before we get into music, you have just been a busy bee judging wine competitions in the Sierra foothills. Is there a bad part to being a wine judge?
Well, see, if I complained, people would just come and slap me. So I'm going to say no. It is, you know, it does take concentration. I mean, you really are focusing. And, you know, for a long day and a couple of days in a row on some of the big ones, you know, you are kind of mentally tired, but then that's like called work. And so I can't complain. It really is not a problem at all.
What do you love about this season, spring and wine?
This is, I think this is like spring and wine are kind of, you know, I mean, every season, but spring and wine sort of are synonymous. You know, it's like life is coming back. The universe is opening. The world is opening. The beautiful classical music even reaches you. You know, and wine is one of those things that helps make everything just a little more alive and connects you to nature too.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, you came up with your selection. You have five. We're taking a tour across many countries. How did you come down to the selection?
You know, all of these have spring in the title, but it's a very different side of spring, each of these. So this first one is the Spring Symphony by Schumann.
That sounds triumphant.
It does. Now, that's from Germany, right?
That is Germany, yes.
Germany, so we're going to try to say in Germany. Well, you know, it is, there's two places I want to go, but, you know, because it seems like sparkling wine would be wonderful, this. But I am going with your classic, slightly sweet German Riesling.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, and it's sort of a slam dunk.
Sparkling.
Yeah. Well, here's why, though. Because some of the good ones, the really good ones, have a little bit of acidity to them, so they're bright, but they're also sweet, and it races around. And that music was just, your heart's going, you're jumping around, and that bottle of Riesling you'd have, and you'd be skipping through the meadow with a picnic basket, as you guys, it's radio, so you can't see me, but I'm skipping here in my chair. And it would be the perfect wine for that.
It would.
All right, Jennifer, let's head to Italy.
To Italy. This is Vivaldi's Spring Concerto.
All right, Rick.
I'm going to say, we should give the rules of this game is that the only thing that happens is Jennifer does tell me the countries so that I could get a little bit of my brain around it. And I was going to guess you were going to do Vivaldi since she does the seasonals. Well, you know, yeah, right. And I was thinking ahead of time, and it just totally fits, is Franciacorta, which is Italy's high-class sparkling wine. And if nobody's ever had it, I'm go find them. Franciacorta with a C. And it's the same grapes as the sparkling wine Champagne, but because it's in Italy, it's a sunnier part of Italy, although it's northern, so you still get the cold. It's by the lakes, the lake region, just east of Milan. And it's adorable, and it's hilly, and little tiny villages. And then all of the sparkling wines have a richness to them, too. And that music had a richness inside it. And I think it works great. A funny little story. I was in a 15th century wine cellar there in Franciacorta, and I wasn't sure whether to be super excited or really scared. Because, like, 50, you know.
So now we're going to head. I'm actually really interested about this pairing to Norway.
To Norway. Not exactly known for the wine, but this is a country that is ice locked during winter. So spring is very important when it comes.
Just relaxing.
So wow, pretty. That is beautiful. That is, I'm on a fjord on a boat, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing the wildflowers starting to come up.
Exactly,
which I hope to be doing. And I leave for Norway in a week from now, by the way, which is because everybody goes to Norway in May, isn't that what we all do? So we were talking a little bit this outside, and I think I'm still here on this because so Norway has the world's most northernmost vineyard. The latitude is equal to Anchorage. They don't grow a lot of wine in Norway, and I could go with the liqueur there or liquor there, but I'm going with their grape. It's called Solaris, and it's a, you know, the blended grape where it's like a doodle, you know, like a Burma doodle. You know, it's a mix of a couple of grapes, and nobody's allergic to it. That's a Burma doodle joke or a Labradoodle joke.
Oh, God.
But it's. You know, it doesn't shed.
Hypoallergenic.
That's right.
Exactly right. And it's a white wine white grape that sometimes is a little bit sweet. And sometimes if it's dry, it's like Sauvignon Blanc with a touch of hazelnut to it.
What?
Just a touch. And so, you know, a touch sweet, it is very more hazelnutty. But I could just see there as you're, you know, looking up at those steep mountains alongside the fjords and sipping a glass of this and eating some Norwegian cheese, if there is such a thing. I'm sure there is.
I'm fascinated.
And also the fact that this is happening during lunchtime is... The timing. It sounds amazing. Okay, we have the Stravinsky, and this is Russia.
This is Russia because, like you said, the weather was crazy. There's stormy. I got caught with my windows down in my car in this past weekend. So this is the stormy side of spring.
A little bit of Russian. That was as ominous. So, you know, there's not a lot of grapes there, and I would love to say vodka, but they, you know, there's a couple of reds there. They actually make Cabernet. I think a Russian Cabernet Sauvignon, because it's kind of dark. It's not going to be like what we're used to, but it'll be brooding. And if that's not Russian, what is it?
All right, Jennifer, let's head to Austria.
Last one here. This is really, really famous. This is a waltz by Strauss. It's called His Voices of Spring.
This is honestly how I felt when we turned the corner to spring. The days were getting longer. The sun was out. We got breaks from rain. That is how I felt.
Same.
And you were twirling on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
That's right. Outside with the sun on your face.
That's right. So that was lovely. And, you know, they so Austria, by the way, is one of the sort of unsung great wine regions. It's a little northern, you know, but it is, so it's a little bit like Germany. Actually, it's a lot like Germany in its wines, but there's a few things they do differently, and it makes you think like Riesling and Traminer, which is the base grape, or a grape very similar to Gewürztraminer, but I'm going with their classic, which is Grüner Veltliner. So, and that is, it's got a little bit more substance to it, a little more heft to it. You know, I love good ones, and they have some spice and some summer fruits, you know, and sort of, you know, peaches and nectarines in there. And I think it would be absolutely perfect for that song.
That sounds delightful.
I love it. Yeah. You know, and on that note, Rick, I mean, we talked about the Sierra Foothills for a bit, just very briefly. But let's show some love to Amador County and Calaveras County. I love going wine tasting out there.
Two other great areas, and those are two of the places that I was visiting just a couple weeks ago. And Amador, you know, Amador's got a whole bunch of just regulars, and I, you know, we, and oh, can we put this on the website too? I always forget to ask before.
Yes,
I go
absolutely.
On the air, so ask my questions live. But the so a handful of my favorites are, and these are guys I love, is Andis and Iron Hub, Scott Harvey Wines. Everybody loves Jeff Rundquist, Vino Nocetto for you Italian freaks. But I discovered a new one because they hosted the judges' dinner, and it's called Casino Mine Ranch, which is like a horrible name for a winery. Sounds like it should be connected to Jackson Rancheria, you know. But what it is that it's an old family name going back more than a century. Excuse me, when they bought that property, and they actually were wanted, they had, there's a gold mine there, so they thought they could maybe get a little more out of it, but they thought it was like going to the casinos. Casino Mine Ranch, get it? But they said, if nothing else, it's a damn fine place for a picnic. And mm-hmm. It's also a damn fine place for wine tasting. It's beautiful. Everything they do is lovely. And if you're driving through the heart of that Shenandoah Valley, it's right past Scott Harvey Wines. There's a red truck because you can't see the winery from the road. And give it a shot. It is, they're lovely, lovely people. Tell them I sent you and they may throw you out. But if not, you'll have a lovely time.
Yeah, they're going to get a good turnout now, you know, and I'm sure they already have a loyal following. Yeah. When driving from Sacramento, I mean, often, you know, you kind of stop in the Plymouth area of Amador County. But if you keep heading down, you get to Calaveras County. I've been to Murphy's many a time. It is such a charming area.
It is. It is. I have fallen in love with Murphy's in the last few years. And, you know, it used to be like, it was a little off-putting. And some people it is, you know, it feels kitschy. You think about it as kitschy. And, you know, and all those tasting rooms all in the same place. And like, well, how do you choose? But the truth of it is, it isn't kitschy. Actually, all the restaurants there are good. All the wine, well, many of the wines are good. There's always one bad one, but you know. But most of them are really, really good, and it's a good area for wine, and it's kind of just close your eyes and go. I have a few faves, though, that I would love to shout out to, which is one is called Newsom Harlow. And these are all on that main street, too. And everything they do, there's wonderful. And a great winemaker named Scott Klein. Boyle McDonald, and they have a little upstairs tasting room right off of, like, 20 feet off of the main street, and they have music on Friday nights. And theirs is a really sophisticated, lighter style. And if you like that sort of thing, it's a great place to go. The Jazz Cellars, and they're a little bit like 20 feet off the main drag, and they have jazz outside on weekends. And everything they do is good. And they buy some grapes from outside Amador, I mean, from Calaveras, but inside too. Everything there is so underpriced to what we're used to. You know, they're not cheap because these are all small wineries. So they have to charge something. You're not going to get a $9 bottle of wine, but they're way less expensive than Napa, Sonoma, things like that. And finally, a place called La Folia. And their Vermentino is, if I were a dog, I'd pour it on the ground and I'd roll in it. It is, it's so good.
I appreciate
good.
The visual.
Yes.
It's very vivid.
It's not something you want to see, I'm just saying.
Well.
But it's, you know, Vermentino is an Italian grape that does really, really well in the foothills, and it's lively and a little bit of spicy and kind of rich fruit, but also a light feel in the mouth. And theirs is absolutely wonderful. And you'll know that if you can't remember the name, it's the wine tasting room that sells hats. And I bought a hat there last year.
I actually know now that you said that, I know the The spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
That spot.
That's a great spot.
I know exactly where that is.
Exactly.
In the last like 30 seconds or so that we have, I mean, if you live in Sacramento, you do get an opportunity to taste some Sierra Foothill wine this week, right?
Yeah, they are. There's something called the Sierra Wine, I think it's called the Sierra Wine or Sierra Foothill Wine Collective. And it's a group of now just a handful of wineries, but it's really promoting all of the Sierras and talking about, look, there are these sophisticated wines if you like them, but they're wines. They're great wines. I should take the word sophisticated out because that scares people, but these delicious and not just gigantic club you over the head kinds of wines. I'm doing a public tasting. It's not cheap because they never are, but it's like $70 or $80 at Mulvaney's on Wednesday night. It's coming Wednesday night from 5 to 7. And if you just Google Sierra Foothills Wine Collective, you can find it and go to the events page and you'll taste some really delicious wine.
You got a tough job, Rick.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for you.
No complaints from my end.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Vicky.
Always fun.
Cap Radio Midday Classical host Jennifer Reason is joined by resident wine expert Rick Cushman, and they were teaming up for an Insight seasonal tradition, pairing spring music with wine. And with that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.